Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, and God bless you, and happy Father's Day. And I want to thank my Heavenly Father for being a blessing to me and born me into His family. And I thank Jesus Christ dying on the cross, resurrecting from the dead, so that I can be born into His family. And I thank my Father, my Heavenly Father, for giving us the Word of God so that we can be encouraged and directed and guided in this temporary life we have here on earth. And I do. I want to thank my earthly Father who took us to church, a Bible-believing church, when I was young. And by that, I was exposed to the gospel and believed in the gospel of Jesus Christ, what He did for us when I was 13 years old. And so I thank God for all of that. And I thank you for listening to this day. And I hope you have a happy Father's Day. I'm planning on being with my children today, which is a blessing. Today, I'd like to talk a little while about separated unto the gospel. We're in Romans chapter 1, and the severity of the separation unto the gospel of Jesus Christ, the severity of it. And we'll look at some verses that bring that out. Again, Romans chapter 1, verse 1, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. So that's what you can be separated. What are you separated unto? Are you separated unto the gospel? And realize the severity of this separation. And we'll look at some verses to go along with this. When I surrendered to the Lord, I was saved when I was 13, and when I was 26, I surrendered to Him. In separation, separated into Him and to the gospel, and to develop further into the gospel and the ministry. And I dedicated my life to the ministry at that time. And it's been a different life, what I would have been if I did not surrender to the Lord. And the life my family, myself, lived after that. And it's been an interesting life here on earth. And being separated unto the gospel makes a big difference. It makes a big difference. One time I was asked, you know, you really don't have much nest egg, because I wasn't making that much money. You don't have much when you get when you get older to retire and live off of. And I told the person that I said, it's okay. God's going to take care of me. He's taken care of me up to now, and He'll take care of me for the rest of for eternity. And so God has. And He has taken care of me. And we're comfortable. We're comfortable in the culture and society and surroundings that we live in. And that's how God provides for you. He provides for the area, the culture that you live in. And as you're separated unto Him, He gives you gifts and talents to use for the furtherance of the gospel. And as you use those gifts and talents, you'll see God provide for you. And that's how God has done. Even when I have been disobedient to God and His calling on my life and have not separated myself enough, He has, sometimes I have been forced into a separation of the gospel. So God takes care of His kids as they separate unto him, as they separate unto him. The word separate means in the Greek to set apart or to set off by boundaries. So Paul set off boundaries to his life and what was important to him. You know, billionaires, they tell you the first thing to be a billionaire, you have to separate yourself to money and making money at all costs. You separate yourself unto that. And so it is, Paul set up limits and he separated himself unto the furtherance of the gospel of God, the good news of Jesus Christ. And you can see it as you read Acts, you can see how he lived and how he separated. You read the New Testament, how he separated himself unto spreading the good news of the salvation that God has provided through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So, the Greek word for separation, let me get that for you. It's aphoridzo, and it's used 9 times in the New Testament. And it means, as it is, I said before, to set off by boundary, that is to limit. And that's something that I've always done personally. I have never went into a job or employment for career. I went into it to feed, had a wife and 2 children, to make sure that they had everything provided for them. And it wasn't easy sometimes, but we made it. And so I never went into an employment to make a career out of it. And sometimes that cost me the job sometimes. And so, but God has always provided for me. 1 year I got laid off 3 times. And I just went and trusted God to find me another job. And so it is here. Separation unto the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you live that way, it's going to make your life exciting and different. And I often thought about, well, I could have stayed into the military, made a career out of the Navy. I was on track for promotion and all of that, but I didn't. The Lord impressed upon me and influenced me to, well, I had surrendered to him, so that would have interfered with my education and my separation to God. And as I look back at it, sometimes the way things have worked out, that maybe I should have stayed in. Then again, I wouldn't have experienced the life that I have experienced and the life with God that I experienced. So I thank God for the life that I've lived up to this point. And I'm sure the one I'm going to live. So let me look at another verse that this word, the Greek word, is used, and we can look at how it is, the definition of it as examples in the New Testament. In Matthew 13:49, Jesus says, "So shall it be at the end of the world. The angel shall come forth and sever." That's the same word that's used in Romans 1:1 for separated. "And the angels will come forth and sever the wicked from among the just." Paul was saying is, I severed myself from the world. I severed myself from the world and dedicated myself. It went from the world and severed himself from the world and lived his life for the gospel of God. And I just want to ask you as a Christian, how much of that separation, how much have you severed yourself? How is the severity of you, that you have severed yourself from the world. It says here that the angels one day will come and sever the the wicked from among the just. And that's how to be and how severe it's going to be when it happens. And that's what Paul did. He severed himself from the world. In Matthew 25:32, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from his goats. So, again, there's a severity that you can expect when you separate yourself unto the gospel. And there's one Jesus in Luke was telling his disciples that you're going to come to a point where the world will separate themselves from you. And I remember when my wife and I surrendered my life and I started living a different life than I was living before, and partying and drinking and all of that. We had a couple that we used to hang out with, and I quit drinking with them. And I think my wife, I don't think she was drinking to begin with, but anyhow, they would drink and they didn't enjoy our company anymore. And so they separated from us. So we don't want to hang out with y'all anymore. So that can happen. That'll happen also. But God gave me a lot of new friends that when I lost my old friends that were dedicated or separated to the gospel also. So God takes care of his kids. Then in Paul, talking to the Corinthians, and the Corinthians in Corinth, there were 23 temples to different gods. And they believed that these gods were equal. I mean, you know, they had power and everything else. There's a bunch of demons, and they weren't the true God. Jesus Paul was in Corinth, and he was developing the church and teaching the church how to live and everything. And he says in 2 Corinthians 6:17, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. There were so many different gods that you could cling to or get involved with in Corinth. And it was a big city, very wealthy and everything. And so there's a lot of temptations for these new Corinthians, the new believers at the Church of Corinth, that they would not separate themselves from the world. They would still go into these other temples or still be active with these other temples. So Paul had to teach them. This is what it means to be separated unto the gospel, to Christ. So the Holy Spirit's going to lead and guide you from the world and from the old life, so that you will be more focused on Jesus Christ, more focused on fellowship with other believers, and you will have a totally different life that will be a blessing to others around you. And also, God will get the glory out of your life, and he'll provide for you. Where he leads, he provides. I know that. So, that's what separation means. That's what Paul did. And how is your severity of separation from the world? You can't keep it. There's no use in trying to keep something that you're going to lose. And there's something, that, you know, and then being separated into something that you can't lose, your salvation, then you're on the right track. So separate you to the life that you can't lose, your eternal life, your life in Jesus Christ. God bless you. Happy Father's Day. If I can help you, contact me at wsm217@gmail.com.